This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
Excuse me for multiple interruption. Will you come and look with reminder to say this coming Friday? And please come over to the lawn. You went to see my number one sound round town. And it's a Friday evening. Boom! The people have tired of working. Lord, they made the disco playing. Boom! It made them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be greater with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feeter. This is DJ Talk Sweeter. See London and Blues are up with the Echo Chamber. Watch your man, play the play. I demo tear off the game. Them off is stepping with them cast it down them chain. Oh Lord, play 45, let's keep them alive. Play this coming, they want to jump and please. Oh, I'ma play LP. Say them really love me. They want to jump.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here on 96.9 FM radio, Guardian Radio. So absolutely wonderful to be with you today. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. I might say to you, I'm excited to be here. Really excited to be with you. If you didn't know by now, you should definitely know it's a Friday evening. Bim. Warm and easy selector. I'm so happy to be with you today, guys. I hope that you're winding down all that work on your desk, all that work in your phone. You've actually been able to touch everything that and kind of knocked it out this week to get to what you have to get to. Relax this weekend, kick back, have yourself some Kong salad, have yourself some sort of a lazy weekend. I mean, do you have those? My kids, you know, I guess they come against me having those. How is it at Saturday morning? I got to wake up at 7 o'clock. This is bananas, sir. I've been waking up 6 o'clock all week. Can I sleep in today? Nope. So, well, I'm hoping at least you can get a good weekend and relax yourself this weekend. Kind of kick back. I took full advantage of my wife last weekend. I had a meeting. And, you know, the guy was like, Howard, where do we go? And I really couldn't pinpoint anywhere that can give me some good breakfast. I wanted some nice stew fish. I wanted some conk, right? I didn't know what I want. And so the guy calls me, he says, Howard, I don't know, I think we're going to go here. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go there. I've had food from there before. Garbage. Talk to me. Our meeting ain't going to go well. Because I can be too busy trying to wipe my tongue. It's too much. I can't deal with it. So I try to convince my wife. In decency. I say, baby, you know, we got this big thing going on. I wanted to, boom, boom, boom. Can you get up? So she said, okay, what you want? I said, do me some stew fish. Do me some conch. And I think he wants a boiled fish. The woman ran all the way out. She did the whole thing. Right? It was like an option. Do this and this, right? Because I don't know what the guy wants. We had a breakfast at my home. I said, Jesus, I got to invite people to my house more often. If this woman would cook like this. All for showing off, you know. How was the food? How was the food, right? Well, I said, my mother cooked for you, and she put the plate in front of you. How's it taste? Miss, can it at least touch my tongue first? Let the thing touch my tongue, mommy. You're fighting me. How was the taste? How was the food? You enjoyed it? Ma'am, you didn't even bring me no fork yet. Oh, I could know. But that's my wife. My wife cooked for me last week, Saturday, and she keep, oh my God. And I did all that the whole week this week, all week. Oh my God, I won't forget that. I won't forget that. You don't want to do that for me? After I cook you all that stew fish and conch the other day. So I say, Listen, baby, you can beat me with that. The thing then digests. The thing then digests a long time. And you still beat me with this. I'm going to remember that. It's going to come a time again. I say, all right, baby, what you want? What you want? Because there will come a time again. Let's just shoot straight. There will come a time again. And I don't want to be on the wrong side of the thing with her, right? So, guys, the line's wide open today. If you want to have a conversation with me, to do that. I have two people coming in the studio with me today, but it's going to be more than two. Supposed to be. Behem and Trey is going to be coming in. Old people say his foot short. But he's supposed to be coming in today. Behem and Trey is going to be in the studio with me today. And I have a treat for myself and all those persons who would know this particular person. My mother, watch her. This is the commitment now. Because she was kind of iffy about it. You sure you want me to come on the radio? I said, come on the radio? I don't know. So watch this. This is the commitment now. My mother will be here today. She's in Nassau. I told you she's going to be celebrating her 60th birthday. A lady never tells her age, but there has to come a point that you can be proud of the years that you've kind of endured and gone through with this kind of grace and still be able to stand strong. I think 60 is the time. I think it's a good time. You don't want to, oh my God, don't tell the ladies your age. Okay. But 60, I think you've reached that kind of a juncture where people could say, oh my God, you look so good for 60. Yeah. So she's going to be celebrating her 60th birthday come Monday, God spare life, on February 6th. Her and my oldest uncle, my grandmother had her oldest child and her youngest child on the same date. I mean, talk about a routine. Grammy, you need to stop it. Is it just that, okay, well, this is Tuesday. This is what we do Tuesdays. Grammy, thank God for Netflix. Amen. Netflix and chills. Now we could be at least partially spontaneous with our significant others. Amen. So we do that, right? But guys, the lines are open. Like I said to you, please give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. Let me see if I can take this telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Good afternoon.
Good morning, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Right here, you know, first of all, let me make it quick, because I heard a caller yesterday telling you to give everybody 2 minutes and then cut them off, especially the chronic callers that call it
Sparky,
all the time.
You're eating into your 2 minutes. Go ahead, go ahead.
First of all, Howard, if he realized why he was telling everybody to take 2 minutes, he took about 30. Right? He took about 30 minutes to tell you to tell us cut us off in 2 minutes. But anyway, Howard, first of all, let's congratulate all the women out there, especially the mothers that took time to teach their sons how to cook.
Sparky, that's like, a dangerous
Howard,
thing.
It'd be so nice when you can brag to a woman and tell her she cannot cook, but she's good at going to Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King. You know how that feels? And they say, boy, that soup is you don't come just now. That's the bestest.
But Sparky, this is what I was talking about, you know. The chivalry is dead in this country. You had to take women out on dates before.
But see, I congratulate you, but look at this. I got a double dose of it. My mother used to keep me in the kitchen with her when I was young. My mother died when I was 15. Mm-hmm. And when she died, my Grammy took over teaching me how to cook. Look, but I used to say, Mommy, I got one sister. Why you got me in the kitchen with you all the time? Shouldn't you be teaching my sister how to cook? She used to say, listen, son, one day your wife might get sick. You got to cook for yourself and your wife and your children.
Yeah.
One day your wife might leave you. You got to cook for yourself because if you get skinny, she could tell the people, you see, he was no good in the beginning. 1 minute your wife might pass away. You got to take care of yourself and your children. And when you become 71 years old and after all that cooking for family, children, and wife, and ex-wife, you should know how to cook. And brag, but your boiled fish, your stew fish, your fried grouper, your peas and rice, your macaroni, your potato salad, all of that. If it comes to behaving, cooking, Sparky could mash it. But you know, Howard, until, before I go, tell that gentleman complaining about chronic callers. Let him know. If it wasn't for the chronic callers keeping the talk shows alive, we started it from way back in 1994.
Yeah.
Before they was even out of high school or in junior school, these talk shows was going on. these talk shows made Guardian Radio.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Everybody in this talk show, there would be no Juan McCarthy, no Howard. Well, Howard Grant is a hustler.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can
one of them fellas who used to be there when they had, y'all have a place called the Magic City. Eh?
In Grand Bahama.
That was in Freeport.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I hate these people who get the city mixed up with
that. Yeah, because if you say Magic City in Nassau, that's a whole different implication.
No, Magic City Nassau was Bay Street. When Bay Street had music going from Montague Beach Hotel all the way down to the Emerald Beach Hotel, just for every night of the week, when restaurants used to open 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night on Bay Street, Lums and all the El Toro and all the nightclubs, they had nightclub and restaurant going on at the same time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to nightclub in the night and order food. You know what I'm saying, Howard?
Wow. I know exactly what you're saying.
Most nightclubs used to take like Monday night off after the whole weekend. The bands would take Monday night off. But sometimes the nightclub would still be open with a DJ.
Yeah.
And tourists and Bahamians used to go home after work, get dressed, go nightclub and hope God you can wake up from the hangover to get awake in the morning. You and your boss come in to wake with hangover.
But ain't much of that has happened no more though, Sparky. I mean, people don't...
Most Bahamians of my age, we scared to go out of our home.
I sit down home with my wife, we cuddle up, we get a nice little something red. We cuddle up, we sit down, have a good time, get some popcorn for the kids, some pizza, and we chill out. That's what
we do. Howard, before I go, I know it's a little long, before I go, this is the month of February, right?
Yeah.
Back in my day, when you see February coming, everybody starting to wear red and white.
Mm-mm.
All the gals and everything, they don't tell their boyfriend where they want to go to eat. And they expected them roses and them chocolates.
Mm-mm.
And if you don't bring them roses and them chocolates, you might just lose your woman.
You ain't getting no sweets, I know that.
Because when other fella done promise us hot chocolates and roses, have a good day.
Thank you, man, Sparky. Appreciate your telephone call, guys. The lines are wide open if you want to do that. 323-6232. 323-6232. That was down for a while. It's back up and going. Right? 325-4316. 325-4316. Or you can hit me up 325-4259 or hit me up on the text line 422-4796. Yeah, Sparky, actually really, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like chivalry is dead. I don't know, man. I don't feel like young women want this kind of a commitment. Do you equate that with lies? You don't want this conversation. Do you equate if a guy comes to you and he's charming and he's speaking well to you and he says, hey, baby, what's up? You're looking so gorgeous, man. Listen, I just wanted to come and say something to you, blah, 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 blah. Oh, look at this lion hog, right? Do you equate that? Like, is that what you say? Do you want to kind of skip that small talk? The small talk is where the life exists. Even in the small talk, when you cut on your discernment, you can see the character and the potential of this person, even through the small talk. And sometimes you need to know if they're capable of doing some things. I think that's where, you know, when I was young, women used to say things like, oh, I like him. And we couldn't understand why you like this boy when we was in high school. Oh, because he have potential. And women, you know, mature faster than men. So I have to believe her, whoever this person is, when we were in high school, that she can see potential in a young man who I be around every day. I never see no potential in him. But she likes him because she sees something or sees something that I can't see. And that comes through this sort of proximity, conversation, just being able to see them. We've lost that. Sparky makes a very good point. By now, the city would have been painted red. Are we so consumed with the fact of what we don't have that it's kind of, we're neglecting that what we can do because of what we don't have? It's easy. It don't take much to cut up with your lady. It don't take much to be able to throw in something nice. Most men out here is not kind of consumed with this idea of you need to have the negligee and all these kind of romantic stuff. We're not consumed with that. We're good with a big T-shirt. That's fine. We're good with a big T-shirt and the bonnet. That's fine. We have no problem with that. We're good. We associate that with culture. Okay, well, this cultural. You always wear the same thing to the beach. You got your bathing suit on, but you put your big shirt on top of that and you got on jeans pants. That's how you, I know you, I remember you all, remember you used to go to school like this, to the beach parties. So we don't, that's not a big thing. But the communication, we've fallen down significantly. Men, we have fallen down in being able to communicate with our women. It's a Friday evening, guys. It's a light day. We're having a good, very good conversation and really being able to talk about these things. Are you ready for love? Are you in the mood for these particular things? I don't see a lot of persons giving me advertisements to talk about their restaurants who's going to be doing something special, right? I know Devanya's continue to be able to do their things, and we thank them for their sponsorship, thank them for their commitment. I'm going to read a little later, tell you what they're going to be having out there on Prince Charles, Devanya's. They got some good things going on Saturday. You can be able to come and give a little taste, all right? So we're always going to talk about those. But I don't know about your restaurant. Is there a space and a place that I can take my wife now? Something nice? Or should I just come to your window by your restaurant so you could shove the chicken and fries through it? The devil is a liar. So I must just sit in the truck with her and just cut up with her and eat your fries? Stop it. Where are the restaurants that I can sit down with, have a nice little Chablis with you, nice little red wine or something with you, right? Talk to me. Me and my wife sit down and forget about the fact that we got to pay all kind of things tomorrow, but we could enjoy today. These things are important. They're important to us. Because why? Every single day we go hard. We up early. We're exhausted by the evening. We just go right to bed. Netflix taking $15 from us every single month and the television watching us. Talk to me. Talk to me. Am I talking the truth? Netflix taking money off your card. As soon as it hit it, it's gone. Bam. Am I talking the truth? You home laying down, and that's it. The most time you have together, I mean, you know, my wife and I, we in one vehicle. So that's the kind of community or communing, the way that we speak on a day-to-day basis right here. Because other than that, she work and I work and I run up and down doing all these things. It is a busy time. Where can we unwind? And that's your plug right there. I don't know. What are you thinking? I would like to know where to go. I would like to know your stuff that you guys are going to be doing at your restaurants, at your other spaces and places. I'd like to know what you're doing. So give me a call. Tell me what you guys are doing, how we can be able to be a part of it. And we'd like to kind of run that information all week next week. Y'all ain't nobody called me and say, Howard, come down here. We rubbing nobody back. We giving massages. We doing this. We doing that. We fixing hair. We doing pedicures. All your husband with the hard feet. What are y'all doing? This is the radio. This is what we do here. And this is the time for it to get done. Let's do it, guys. Please give us a call. 302-2300. 302-2300. Or give me a call on my cell phone, 827-827-0111. We want to let people know what you're doing. All right? There are some spaces and places out here that we can go. This isn't about Under the Dock, Wow, that's very cool, or Arawak Fish Fry. Maybe you want to create so that the memories that you can be able to carry with you long term. Make your husband go get his hair cut. He's not taking you nowhere in them cement boots. Make him go clean up, fresh up. Yeah, the wife got me going out tonight. Yeah. Men like that, you know. Don't mind us. We want to dress up with you too. We're going to take all them pictures though, for God's sake. I buy my wife an iPhone one time. 8,674 pictures she take. Every meal would come, every time the baby smiled, she changed the pampers. So I said, baby, listen, if you wanted a camera, I could buy you a camera. You ain't used this phone to call yet. Every time we go out, let's take a picture together. I said, baby, I'm the same man from yesterday today. Let's take a picture. But we like that. We like to share in those moments with the ones that we love. And I'm hoping that we do more of that, guys, as we get deeper into this month of love. As we get deeper into this kind of a time that we identify, yeah, no, this is not celebrating a pagan holiday. This isn't those things. This is a time that we can isolate to identify and remind ourselves, though you should be doing this on a month-to-month basis, on a day-to-day basis, this is a time carved out socially that all of us can be able to do this. And it's going to be hard to get back to the society and the community that we envision if we don't sort of incorporate these things once again. We must. So that's basically what it is right there. I just want to be able to kind of touch that with you. I know there's a lot of things that you want to talk about in the papers. There was tell me about what's happening out there in the middle of Russian Square. Let's see if we can be able to do those things. Guys, please, please give me a text, 422-4796, 422-4796. Or hit me up hit me up on the telephone, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. It says, the great Howard Grant. Hey, that's me. It says, LOL, tell them, Howard, tell them, I'm a lady and I hate bonnets. So I hate bonnets, though. Okay. That's fine. But, you know, I know one thing. Can I say this? One thing I love, I don't know, and maybe because my aunt and my mother, they, growing up, my aunt, she was a nail technician, right? If you're from 8 Mile Rock, you know Patra's Nails. My aunt Patra, Cleopatra. And my mother actually, multi-talented, she actually used to do these things also. So I would always be in the shop. I know the acetone scent. I know all the nails, stuff like that. Howard used to do nails too. Stop it. You're going way too far. No, I never used to do nails. But I was in there. All the women was there. Talk to me. This is where you be. Amen. So, and then, you know, when the older women come, they bring their daughters. So, you know, I was keeping the daughters company. Amen. Praise God. My wife didn't know this part. She knew now. But one of the things that always sort of heightened my sense of the femininity in a woman is when she got her hair done and you could smell the products on her and she got her nails done. It's just like a almost like a new car scent. Is that... Am I right? Should I put it like that? I don't want to make it like a woman is a product or anything like that, but it's always, I'm like, wow, I like this. From a child, I've always identified this kind of a new scent on a woman when she get her hair done, when she get her nails done, when she get all these particular things done. I always enjoy those scents. And so as we grow and then got into relationships, I knew one thing. I can't touch your hair. I can't touch your hair when you come to bed. I know that. I know. We grow to learn. Hey, this just cost me $150. You stupid, eh? Don't touch this. So you put your bonnet on. Guys, give me a call. There's a caller on the line. Let me take the telephone call. Call you on the line when it's live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, good afternoon.
What's happening, Jeff?
Right here, my brother. Listen, Sparky hit some points on the head. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to add to that. Chivalry isn't dead in this country, you know. We just find that, I mean, it's some like in anything, you got some who don't know what chivalry is, then you have some who do know what chivalry is, and then you have some persons that you extend chivalry to and they can't accept it because they don't know what it is.
No.
And so on and so forth. So it's a reciprocal, it's a never-ending cycle where, you know, we tend to learn.
Isn't it weird, though? Like, if you say, okay, I've come from an era, and, you know, a lot of people would say, Howard, you should stop that. My wife says, you should stop that. And, it's just that it was in me and with me before I even met her. So I try to shake it. I know when to do it, you know. It's crazy. Like when I go to the United States, I don't do it. It's calling women baby. I mean nothing by it, I promise you. I mean nothing by it. I'm not here to be condescending or misogynistic or any of these things. I call my grandmother baby. I say, hey, baby, it's so good to see you. Hugs and kisses. I feel like it's a cultural thing. So when you use that with younger women, I say, hey, baby, how you doing? All as well. They automatically feel like somebody cutting up with them. Right? No. And then you got to try to defend your... No, I wasn't... I'm sorry, ma'am. And you know what I mean? And so I feel like we've lost that element culturally, how we communicate, because all the persons know what I'm talking about, right? But as you get younger, you feel, you know, this Americanized concept comes in. It's, oh, you shouldn't say this, you shouldn't say that. But chivalry, I don't think it's dead, but I know that it's... dehydrated and dying. It's on drips. We got to do something about it in this country.
Yeah, it's dying. I mean, we need to spend more time, especially with the young man to, you know, first and foremost, manners is the thing that has gone out the window with a whole lot of them. And I think that's where chivalry really begins. It begins with manners. And if we can instill manners, you know, the yes sir, yes ma'am, you know, it starts from that basic principle. You know, I believe that if we can get that back into the day-to-day interaction between each other, I think it'll be a great start. And so, in turn, you know, it builds up to what you're talking about, the chivalry aspect. You know, we learn how to respect each other. But, you know, these days, to be honest, you know, we have a long way to go now because, I mean, you could say as far as the men are concerned, there's no chivalry. But in terms, even with a lot of women who do not know their true worth or their true value, and they just settle for any
That's
old
heavy.
Thing. We see that quite prevalent today.
I appreciate
you know,
that.
I'm wondering what's happening with the generation that's coming up now. I mean, have we, the older generation,
Man,
failed them?
I got to have a lover's show. I spoke to someone who I want to be able to, him and his wife, to come on and have a good conversation. They've been married for years. I text him. I said, come on, explain your sort of marital position. He texts me back, marital positions, Howard? What are you talking about? Right? So I said, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it like that. He laughed. So I said, no. What I mean is how you guys really communicate and how you get these things out. I think we got to have those conversations as we get deeper into this month. But I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
Close on this one point, Howard.
Go ahead.
Valentine's Day? Let me tell you something. Every day is a Valentine. If you have to wait for one day to show your admiration, appreciation, and so on and so forth to the lady in your life or the woman in your life, then I'm going to tell you you're already a failure because every day should be Valentine's. Thanks for taking my time.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me read a couple of these things. He says, Howard, play 060 or 160 in Miami and Chicago. Should I box it? I don't know. I don't play numbers. I told you all I don't play numbers. So you can't stop it, right? This is how I could cook curry better than my woman. Dangerous in the kitchen. Great show as usual. Women like bad men. The good men finish last and don't get to hit. Y'all need to stop it. My God. Right? It says, you ain't telling the truth because people is share Netflix account. You're going to have to stop doing that. I see Netflix say they ain't playing with y'all. Right? Sparky, who complains on every call about callers taking too long, chastising people who says he talks too. The problem about Sparky is that he wants to repeat the same thing he said before again and again and again. Let callers like C. Allen Johnson and 52 talk and cut Sparky short. Let me take a telephone call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good day, Mr. Howard Grant. Good day, sir.
What's happening, my brother?
I am awesome, man. First time caller into your show, but
Thank
I've called
man.
In on Guardian Radio before.
Thank you, man. Nice having you.
Yes, sir. I just want to change the subject. I don't want to change it. But a few weeks ago, I listened to you when you first came on. You were talking about the Kenny Stavel situation at the hospital and,
yep.
you know, how it all unfolded.
Yep.
And I'm on my way to the barbershop again because there was a barbershop conversation shortly after that around the same situation with blood.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just hope that you would encourage the family, you know, after all this has passed, maybe sometime next year or this year, where they come around, that they do a drive.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he was listening, well, what happened is that our husband came on.
Okay, okay.
So I had both Gerard in the studio and her son,
yes.
the youngest one,
yes.
chosen. And
yes.
what they're going to be doing is a blood drive on February 14th over at
Excellent.
University of the Bahamas, right?
Excellent.
Now, we're
Excellent.
Trying to see if we can be able to get the sponsorship to take the entire
yes.
show over there from 12 to 2.
Okay.
And
okay.
we can be able to broadcast live from University of the Bahamas. You'll be able to hear
Excellent.
The foundation. So
okay.
I support him 100% in being
Excellent.
Able to do this. We've also
Excellent.
Seen the government take on a position to have a blood drive. And we're seeing
yes.
a lot of persons
yes.
still
yes.
ask for blood.
Yes.
We can have more
yes.
conversations about that, but I appreciate it,
yes.
my brother.
I will definitely try. I'll make a note, but I'll definitely try and give you some gas gift cards to give away
Ooh.
to help the
Listen,
process along.
You're talking to a
in.
Black man, you know. I don't know if I sound like a Caucasian. I
yes,
come
sir.
For the thing. Give
yes,
me a,
sir.
Send the money text.
I will be in contact back with you.
I appreciate you, my brother.
The whole situation a few years ago, Howard, I needed blood. I got shot in a armed robbery at a service station, and I needed 5 units of blood. So I know the pain. I know the struggles that hospitals go through. I know the pain, the struggle
oh, wow,
that
man.
Patients themselves struggle to get blood.
Wow, man.
And with me, I am O positive. So I'm the one
wow.
you always want to have around.
So you could give blood all the time.
You got it. But I can't take blood from everybody.
No.
So that was my dilemma, but fortunately I got sorted out through the grace of God,
God
and I am on my feet. and doing well. From then to now, I have donated 1 year. I committed myself. I donated a gallon in 1 year time.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. I was on a clock, Howard, and I would encourage persons who are listening, like y'all would have said before, don't wait till a family member or the hospital calls. Get yourself on a routine. Donating blood is healthy for you as a Negro citizen, for your body itself.
It's
healthy for you.
I like this.
So I encourage particularly men to go and donate blood on a routine. If you can do it every birthday, do it every twice a year, do it. Just forward to the blood bank. Your name is in the record that you have at least assisted somebody some way with giving them a pint of blood.
Mm.
It is needed.
I like this, man.
Both hospitals. So I will definitely be listening up when the show ready.
But take my number.
But I'm gonna try get these to gift cards to you before then.
No, take my number. I can come get it. Nassau and Big.
Okay.
827-0111. You text me on that.
827-0111.
You text me on that, right? I appreciate you, my brother, and I'm good to hear that you're still here.
Continue to do well. You have a great show.
Man, thank
I don't
you,
care
man.
What the naysayers say. Keep laughing. Keep smiling, sir. You just don't take things personal from the callers.
No.
But keep doing what you do, sir. Be you.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so kindly
Likewise.
For your telephone call. No, we need naysayers in this life. Amen. That's what they're here for. They are anointed to hate. Hey, Jesus, let them do their job. Don't fight the people. Let them do their job. All you got to do is yours. Now, if you're around here in the cracks and in the crevices and meandering and looking for your path and position in life, then they can offend you. But if you're on your mission, baby, you can't hear them. But they got to talk. Let them talk. Let's do our thing, man. I'm going to take this first commercial break and be right back after this. Guys, this is 96.9 FM radio, Guardian Radio with Howard Grant right here on the foundation, having a very, very good time on this laid-back casual Friday. We're going to dive into it right after this.
The foundation.
The foundation, the foundation. With Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app. Available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
St. Andrews International School cordially invites you to our annual open house this Saturday, February 4th, starting at 10 a.m. Learn more about our sessions for primary and secondary families. Take our campus tour and get testing dates for the entrance exam. Wait, there's more. St. Andrews, in conjunction with our community partners, introduces Love and Service Expo. Support your favorite charities all on campus. Register today at admissions@standrews.com or call 677-7800. St. Andrews International School. Take the whole journey with us.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Guardian Radio, right here. The foundation with Howard Grant, really, really, really sort of a laid back Friday. And really just happy to be here. Just got my hair cut. All right, talk to me. That's changed the whole mood for a man. I'm trying to tell you, this may equate to, does it equate to, you know, the little lashes y'all women put on? I don't know. A haircut could change your whole life. Talk to me. I mean, ugly fellas convinced that they handsome today with haircuts. Talk to me. I know I feel slimmer. Talk to me. I just want to let you know. It's a beautiful day. I mean, we could stew about everything that's happening in the country. We got time to do that. It seems like our issues are endless. But when are we going to remember our strength and our humanity, our community? When are we going to remember to smile? Let's just take that time out today and sort of kind of do that. I got a text here. I want to read this text for you. Say, yeah, Howard. Use a soft, sweet biscuit still. I don't even know what this means, but I'm going to read it. Yeah, Howard, use a soft, sweet biscuit still. I ain't blame you, though. Love up on your wife before someone else love up on it. Just don't let her put you in no skinny jeans. What? What are you talking about? This is wild. Skinny jeans. You got to stop it, right? No, that ain't going to happen, right? There's a text that came through. He says, chivalry is dead and feminism killed it. Let me see if anything else on that. Hold on. Chivalry is dead and feminism killed it, right? It says, Howard, what do you expect from when since you feel men are falling down? Why do you expect males to do this and that, yet they don't expect anything from women? What should a woman do besides offering sex? Answer that. What should a woman do besides offering sex? Quickly. But y'all know that I'm here for that. I enjoy this. This is what I do. I like this. What should a woman offer besides sex? There's two distinct, and let me take you from a biblical standpoint. Oh God, how are you going to the Bible again? Yes, I've gone to the foundation, gone to the principle. There are two distinct things that the Bible speaks of in when it comes to women. The virtuosity that Proverbs specifically, Proverbs 31 talks about, that highlighting the strength of a woman and her commitment to ensuring that family is taken care of, your man is taken care of. Your man could be a lazy man sitting in McDonald's drinking coffee every day, and based upon that sort of commitment from his woman, his wife, all them fellas around there would call him blessed because of her. Not because of him. He ain't doing nothing. This is what Proverbs kind of laid out. In pursuing a woman when we were younger as men, we knew that there were some slack girls. They're a little loose, like a goose. They would do their thing, right? We knew that. I went to a government school. We used to have a Mark High School. You go way out. It's almost to the North Sea. It was way in the bush. And then, so we had the field, and then it was a track road that went up to sort of canal. We had like a little lake out way in the back on the north side. And lunchtime or break time or cutting class or whatnot, you would see the girls coming from the bush. So everyone already labeled these girls in a particular manner. Women know this. Women know that when their mother said, you better come home with your hair fixed the same way I send you to school with your hair fixed, that was for a reason. We knew this. We knew the type of women that we wanted. And there was this other girl who would always wear sort of the butterfly collar, always had this sort of an innocence about her, very green, all these particular things. But you saw that she had this sort of a value that you wanted as a man. We as men had a decision to make. Which one would we pursue? Would you pursue the one with fleeting pleasure? Or would you pursue the one that provided you with substance and longevity? In the conversations that I had with you, I told you, in my pursuit, whilst you had plentiful of this sort of, temporary pleasure that exists for all men, once, now let's see, because this is the exception is identifying this one woman with the character, the qualities. You're in touch, from a sexual standpoint, you ain't touch this woman yet. All you do is observe her, and you could see the halo on this woman. And when you look at her, you say, oh my God, this is a decent one, eh? No inclination or sexual desire in looking at this particular woman right away. But your desire is saying, I want a little something more from her. I want to know her heart. That's a principle. The principle says, he that findeth, because that's the exception after you've been thrown, these others said throwing themselves at you. The exception is you found this one. He that findeth a wife, you find your wife. You ain't married a woman yet, but she had all the qualities that you've been looking for, that you knew that you needed, the qualities that you engage and say, this is similar to mommy or similar to grammy or similar to the woman that you look at with high regard in your life. And you do your best to kind of hold that there and there and there. So when you have a question like, what else can she offer than sex? Ain't no woman just offer me sex. Talk to me. That should be very clear. My wife ain't never offered me that. She offered me her heart. And I ask her for her hand. Talk to me. If a woman offering you sex, it sounds like an exchange, sir. That's just very clear. Which road you was on when you was asked this woman offering you that? That's just very clear about that. I just want to talk about these things. He says, Howard, I don't think you answered my question. If you want to use the Bible as a reference, it calls for more than women to be virtuous. I think we kind of break it down. Let's see if we can get the next call. Call you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. What's up, brother?
All is well. What you say? Let's do it.
I'm great. Listen, to your texter, right? When you put yourself out there as a man, as a male figure, and you know what you worth, Howard, as a man, you're trying to look for a lady on that same level or a little bit above. All right? What you mean by what a woman could offer you more than sex? How you mean the woman offering you herself? Herself doesn't mean sex. Herself is being there to be a helpmate, to help you, to do for you as you do for them. You see, Howard, listen to me. I can tell you this, and I can tell everyone on this radio today. A lot of men in this country want to sit down and depend on the woman. I have a friend, Howard. I speak to her last night. She is involved with someone. She tells the gentleman, hey, turn the light off. The light bill got to pay. He says that ain't any problem. Bop-bop. Intimacy and everything. No, that don't work. And I want some of these females in this country, put your feet down as females. All right? Don't sell yourself short for some of these men who be into nothing.
Wait. You run over your story too fast. I just trying to catch it. And everybody else trying to understand what you said. The fella have a female friend.
Right.
He just go over to her house.
That's right.
Okay, so she got her own house.
Right. She has her own house.
She paying her own bills.
She told him last night to, you know, turn off some of the lights. He said that ain't his problem.
So he come in the woman's house, cut on all the lights in the woman's house.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, but Howard.
And he ain't paying no bill in the house?
No bill.
Jesus.
No bill. And Howard, you know something?
Why shouldn't keep him on the porch?
You know this hurt me in this country? When you find some of these nice women, I'm talking about nice women, Howard, that I run into a dorm involved with someone, I ain't bought him a debt.
You're putting all the information on the thing.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
I'm in an excellent relationship, Howard. And I ain't going to mess that up.
Okay, go ahead.
All right? I ain't going to mess that up. I know what I get, and I know what I'm going to get, but I know what I get. What I'm trying to say to you, right, you got some of these men in this country, Howard, who just want to be lousy, lazy, and weightless. They will say, the woman don't do nothing. The woman don't do it. What you doing? What you doing? A man's job is to be the head of the house or be a man. All right? I made a promise, Howard, that last year that I would take my son, which is my fiancé's son, and her away for Christmas. And that's what I did because they're deserving of it because she's due for me, Howard. I could call this woman right now and say, I need this, I need that. All right, babes, you want me to go to the bike? You want me to do this? You want me to do that? Because we have that type of relationship because she can call on, as a matter of fact, she don't call on me. I, as a man, I do.
Some
of y'all men in this country, stop hanging by the bar. Stop hanging out by these clubs. Stop hanging
out. But some of them must be running away from the woman.
Go do something positive and be some kind of help to your lady so she can be a help back to you. Be a helpmate.
I appreciate your call, Duet. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for your call. Some of these fellas just be running away from the woman. They married a woman. You show me one face, and when we come here, you Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You then change into something else. Huh? But you ain't never show me this. I ain't cooking. I ain't doing. You ain't never show me this. Things has changed. I want to read this here. Why would a woman offer anything other offer? That's supposed to be offer. Why would a woman offer anything other than sex? We as men need the hot pocket. Howard, I always went straight for the slack gals. Let me tell you something. just by the nature, of your text, I know you mean that. You need to stop it. Indecency is rich. You need to stop it. Guys, we're having a very good, very, very good conversation. I hope you're enjoying it. Take it easy, man. You always take it too serious all the time. We got 5 days. We got 20 days a month to kind of chop things down, to have conversations. We're here together. We got 2 hours a day to be able to do that. Sometimes we're going to have to be able to reflect on some things that we're doing for ourselves. And hopefully these conversations could kind of stir up in you an idea to do something different. Yeah. It can't just be buying 2 Guinness and 2 BD for the gal. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear. All right? You don't even offer the gal no Kong salad. Nothing. One time ago, it used to be a Cutter Special with a Blue Mystic. That was your thing. You had them on lock. You went there to Bamboo Shack and got certificates for that. You want 15 Cutter Special for the month. You all need to stop it. Try something a little different. And if you keep going for the same type of woman, you can keep getting the same type of results. Step out of your space and your place. We can talk a little bit more about that when we get back. We're going to take this quick commercial break for news, guys. It's 1 o'clock. 96.9 FM Radio, Guardian Radio, Howard Grant with the Foundation. I see a call here on the line. We cannot take it. We're going to go to a break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Devania's Grilled Food and Products are now open in the Kenneth Plaza, Prince Charles Drive. Come, you must try the jerk chicken, jerk pork, and all their amazing grilled food. Grilled daily to perfection using all their amazing sauces made right here in the Bahamas. Devania's, grilling good food for life. Call or WhatsApp Devania's today at 817-4468.
It's a new year, and you're super excited to start the year off right. You've made your New Year's resolutions, doing more exercising, healthier eating, better decisions and all that. If you have information or products that encourages healthy living, promotes sound financial vision, promotes a positive lifestyle, one smart decision is to advertise in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. So if you're a beach, massage, or physiotherapist, own a gym, nutritional deli, or restaurant, does your financial insurance institution or credit institution have the plan for investing wisely? Then that information should be in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement. One low price gives you an ad in the supplement plus 15 30-second commercials. Interviews also available on Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, and Hot 91. Contact your account executives or the Nassau Guardian now. Start the new year right in the Nassau Guardian's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise supplement.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation, with Howard Grant right here having great conversations. Watch me. Having great conversations. Sort of a laid-back Friday, casual Friday. We're kicking back. We got enough time to kind of chop down issues that has been going on before some of us was born. And we got a good time to talk about it. But how do we get back to remembering, especially in this time, this month of love? I think I can get away with it this month, right? We're in the month of love, February. We identify that as we move closer and closer to Valentine's Day, this kind of a time that we're in right now, I wanted to just reflect upon some stuff. I don't feel like y'all is caught up with women enough. That's just me. As a man, and we're talking about that kind of relationship, right? I don't feel like you take your time out to really put an effort in flirting the way that you should. I'm talking about the decent flirting, right? I'm talking about, you remember one time ago you used to actually had to get like pointers, right? You was taking your information, you writing it down. Close the door. Okay, close the door first. Make a wish. Okay, you write that down. You make a wish, right? And then blow out the candle. Okay, you do. Oh, you listen to the whole of Boyz II Men. You're trying to figure out, am I on point now? Should I do these things? One time ago you had beepers, right? I'm old enough to have a beeper. One time ago, we had beepers, and people would call your number, right? Yeah, because, we like styles in this country. So the people would beep you, and they could hear the message. Remember the time you could leave a message on the beeper, right? First thing you hear when you beep Howard is Boyz II Men. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, what's up? You just reach Howard. It's difficult to answer when my mommy beeped me and say, what the hell was that? And she said, hey, listen, that wasn't really for you. Right? I mean, you just happened to beat me? Yeah. Because we understood the foundational principle of cutting up. You always had to be ready with that thing. Things have changed over the time. And we're going to read a couple of these things and trying to dive into it and get it. Right? Now, Trey said he couldn't make it in, but I'm sure he's on the phone. That's him right there? All right. So let me read a couple of these texts and then I can bring Trey in and talk about these things. Right? Howard, if a woman asks a man to take her to dinner, she expects him to pay a bill. If she has sex with him, she expects him to pay. Valentine, she expects him to pay. Why is it that she can't pay for dinner or sex sometimes? Sometimes she should pay. I don't know. I mean, we got to ask ourselves what type of woman we bought him with. Talk to me. Or what type of man have we been to the woman that they're in this kind of position where they don't feel as though they should contribute to this relationship? Or if it's just a platonic understanding that I'm the recipient here and I take what you give me, but you have to pay for these things. Let's just be very clear about it. Let's be clear about these things. And I want to talk like that. I want to have a very clear understanding of where we are and how we're doing some things, right? Now, I know I wanted to have it kind of structured in a particular way. I told him to come from 12 o'clock. He then got me in a whole different wicket. I told him, I said, Trey, come to me from 12 o'clock and we could do these things. He said, oh man, I didn't. Okay, I ain't gonna fight him. But he's calling in and I'm very happy to have that. I know you guys know him. He's Bahamian Trey. He's very, very popular. Let me see if I can pull up some music for him when we go after the commercial break. Behemoth Trey, You Can't Muggle Like Me. You know that. He has a great stuff coming out. And on this sort of a laid-back, casual Friday, I wanted to kind of highlight some of the talent that exists in this. These guys are talented beyond what they present to you. I mean, I've worked with Trey over at another space for a very long time and always appreciate everything that he's done. And I think that he's grown tremendously over that time. I'm happy to kind of engage him once again. And I want to introduce him to an audience that may know him or you may not know him. If you don't know him, ladies and gentlemen, this is Behemoth Trey. Trey, what's happening, my brother?
Say hi, Jack. Yes, you're ruling hip hop. Say J Rod. Yes, you're ruling hip hop.
You know what that did?
Well, you know how we is.
Okay, okay,
you
okay.
Know how
okay, okay. Trey, say good afternoon to the Behemoth people. Say good afternoon to the Behemoth people.
Good people, Howard. How you doing, brother? How you doing?
Trey, so wonderful to have you. I mean, we're having a cutting up conversation today. You old enough to have this conversation. We're talking about sweet things in the can.
Be mind, they don't know how deep this is going. Like, I mean, like, see y'all, when it comes to hip-hop, me and Howard go back far. And first of all, I will let you know, I love the intro. I love
okay.
the intro, bro.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you, like me and Howard, when we just go back and forth on these hip-hop, he'll tell me, but this one, and I'll be like, man, I know, but this one, too.
Yeah. I tell him about the generations. I tell him about the generation. I go all the way back to KRS-One and all these things like that. And I say to him, this is where the core of this came from, right? Yeah, big East Coast hip hop, right? So Trey and I always talk about, because he's heavy in music. And you know, Trey, you really impressed me with your knowledge of local music, the history that exists here, the first persons who would have committed to these particular things. He's really, really impressive. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you're always entertained by what he's given at the forefront. Maybe your kids love it. Maybe you love it. But the truth is that he has even more to offer than that. Straight talk to me, man.
Man, bro, like when it comes to the music history of the Bahamas and when we look at our whole discography, I'll tell you exactly when it started to become a rabbit hole for me. After getting the opportunity and being honored to be able to work with Roddy Butler, I started to really analyze myself real quick because I realized, right? Of course, we all know the music that we grew up hearing from Ronnie Butler, right? But I know that there's more from him. Like, I know that there's more. So I started to look deeper into his music. And believe it or not, if you go on YouTube right now, right? Because of how there's a new word that a lot of us hear now more often, like algorithm. But how the algorithm works now, you search a Ronnie Butler song, you know what's going to pop up? Someone synonymous to someone like Ronnie Butler. So people like that, which would then be someone like Count Bernardino. Then you will see Eddie Minnis. Then you can find someone else. Then you can find someone else. Then you find someone else. And that, for me, was so interesting because when I started to go down this rabbit hole, I started to learn names like Wilfred Solomon. I started to learn names like Jay Mitchell, Frank Penn. I started to go so deep. I could go like so far back to the 1950s. I could go back. I could go really, really far with it. And I was even blessed again also with another opportunity to really actually have a sit down with so amazing and so, you know, I can't even speak about the kind of pioneer and the kind of work that he's done toward making the industry that we have be possible. But a guy by the name of Peanut Taylor, I got a chance to sit down and talk to about what the Gombe era was like and what their inspiration was and what really birthed that whole vibe. Because what a lot of people don't know is the whole tourism model was based on the musicians promoting the Bahamas. The musicians, people like George Simonet, Peanut Taylor, Charlie Adamson, Blind Blake, these people used to get take around the world by the government to promote the Bahamas. So we were a part of the original tourism model. And of course, that would have been started by Brian Nighttime, the staff of Sun. But he talked to me about all these things. He talked to me about what used to be going on over the hill when they used to be having their jazz sections during the time when they came on by doing their Gombe music and how the Gombe music is a like connection to our African roots and our translation to what we are. Well, what they were doing at that time and what the struggles may have been or the things that were happening for them right there and then. But Afrobeat, I mean, when you go back to the Gombe, the reason why I said Afrobeat is because when you listen to the Gombe music, it is what is Afrobeat today.
I won't do this though, Trey.
That team 5-deep pattern, that pop, is from Africa, Ghana to be specific.
So when you talk about the rhythm, though, Trey.
Big up to Mr. Christopher, my bad, but big up to Mr. Christopher Davis, you know, our boy.
Yeah, when Chris.
He sat down and talked to us all about that.
He's in Ghana right now. I think he's back to the motherland right now. I think I saw something with Sankofa Flamingo. He always does Sankofa Flamingo. I haven't heard from him in a while, but he's always doing Sankofa Flamingo, and I always support everything that he does because I think it's coming from a rich place that wants to be able to preserve a culture that has been lost to just this kind of an openness, right? We have to be more specific about it. But I want to do this, Trey. I want to talk, while you're talking about the rhythm of these things, the conversation in this month of love has been about the lyrics, about the intentional approach to being able to get back to cutting up with woman again. I can put you into the conversation. I can put you into it. The language has shifted. When you go back to Count Bernardino.
The word is simping.
Right, what is it, simping?
Yeah, it is called it simping.
Right? When you go back to the language of, whether it be a Ronnie Butler, right? While he was very, to break these things down, he was very intentional. And being able to identify the things that trigger and make a woman sort of eager to move in the direction that you desire to move, right? And whether it be Count Bernardino, whether it be the passion that these men would have had. Jay Mitchell used to sing in church since he got one button on his belly, right? One button. This church, big church Sunday. He got his shirt bust wide open, one button by his neighbor. He wasted Leslie Miller. Right, so I said, Jay, you gotta hurt it. You guys, and he's singing in church with passion. These are the things that is not necessarily as evident as it was at one time, right? I think when you look at international music, you see Chris Brown has a desire, and I say Chris Brown because he's popular out there. He has a desire to kind of revive this real R&B, because R&B has shifted over the years. It's kind of evolved into hip hop. But the language, that deliberate approach of being able to say something sweet to a woman, to remind her of her femininity, to remind her of her strength, and just try to convince her that you're the guy for her. We're missing that in music. Talk to me about it.
I think that, you know what really was going on in my mind while you were saying that? I started to realize how we have to definitely remember that music is like social commentary. So in this kind of way where we know that artisans and artists, they are doing what is what reflective of their reality, right?
They're doing what is popular.
But more so, what is their reality? Because guess what? Right now, we're saying that, right? But certain Rastaman, when we hear their music coming from Jamaica, they love Black Woman and Jal and all these kinds of things. And I mean, I'm just saying that as an example to say that that is the reality of what you hear coming from reggae music. I mean, dancehall and reggae, we got to make sure to establish that we know that those are two different things. But
and Vybz Kartel changed the whole thing. He says, come, let me give you a baby. Right? Come, Vybz, you're doing a lot. You're going right to the, let's get right to the nitty gritty. You're doing a lot, Vybz, right? But the language for Jamaican music more specifically, this generation of persons, especially this demographic, I think Bob Marley, he goes through all demographics, all generations, and speaks to each one of us, right? And so this kind of classical music that speaks to the soul, that speaks to the man, that speaks to the humanity of who we are, we've lost that to popular music, to popular rhythm, to the fact that you want to become a part of an algorithm that sells music, how much people can download this and that, and really lost the language. And the question that I have is that, has that tampered with the community that we enjoy? Has that tampered with the sort of way that we commune with each other?
And that's an interesting question, because that's where I was kind of trying to go to, because I was trying to basically say that the community we have seen change over the years is what has now manipulated the words that people say, because we got to remember, if we go back to Bob time, the time where, even if we just look at the level of technology each year since then was being made to make things more simple, right? You literally don't even have to go to the store anymore to get your groceries in today's world. You see what I'm saying? So I don't have to say, the way how we communicate is totally different from the way how communication has been done from, if we even just go as far as the early 2000s. And I ain't even just mean dialect in the way how we speak. Like, literally, the way how communication has been done back then is different. Just like how people say it in a, you know, in a just a simple way, like to think about it. You can't say certain things that you used to say anymore. Because if you even just having a personal conversation with people, you feel like, just like how we think about it now, certain people touchy, certain people this, or certain people that. But it was like how we think about it, a certain time when communication was not like that, when you could have had a certain kind of communication with a person, or when things were different. So I feel like the world has changed a lot, and now it's caused people to not just look at the economy different, but love different, life different. A lot of things have changed, and a lot
everything
of things
seems
have to
be,
come into play.
Everything for me seems to be from a position of exchange. I give you something, I receive something back. There, even this concept of prenuptials, I give you love, and if you don't give me that love before, you can't get anything from me. That this kind of an idea, the language has shifted society entirely. And I believe...
And the crazy thing is about the language, it's amazing because, okay, let's think about it now. I ain't too well-versed with the R&B in the 80s, but give me an artist from the the 80s who you would enjoy. A very popular one. Who has that kind of theme, pizzazz, and that kind of, you know, the talks that you talk. Like a Marvin Gaye or something, right?
Marvin Gaye was tight, right? But Marvin Gaye wasn't for me. Jerry Levert was our people. You would have been able to listen to those particular persons. Who else? Early 90s would have still been, we had that kind of a Motown from, so it changed it. The rhythm changed, but the conversation was still good.
Tell me, how were the relationships back then?
Relationships was thebomb.com.
Really?
What you mean?
They were cheating with the Beatles too?
No, see, the same. The
all right.
At the end of the day, the objective is the same. The end of the day, the objective is relations. We won't be able to get with it. But
wait,
the truth is,
still
the approach.
Out of car, busting windows.
No, this was a crack era. Also, you can't forget that this was in the '80s. Was the crack era.
But women still was crying because dudes was having three.
In fact, watch me. What has changed?
Actually, too.
Watch me. What has changed over time? During this era, right? Because my daddy would listen. My daddy knows my music. I told you this. My father knows all my music because he knows the rhythm of my stuff. And he said, no, this is where this came from, right? So when daddy would listen to Frankie Beverly and Maze, and he would have me listening to Earth, Wind & Fire and T-Connection and all these particular things, I had a great appreciation for the music during this particular time. And I watched it evolve on radio. As a result of what was happening on ground, it was the crack era significantly. Everybody was pursuing money. Everybody was pursuing money. They needed pursuing goals. And that reflected in the music.
Mm-hmm.
And that has evolved into, okay, so drugs dry up. But there's still a desire to be able to get these particular things. My position is, how do we revive that? How do we remind ourselves that we need to be able to commune with women? Right? And maybe some women at this time reject the idea, but if we give them in small morsels, we could be able to see our society shift. Our society, in my view, personal view, has shifted because the influence that we get comes from the music. The influence that we get comes from the media. And if the media is saying that this is acceptable, this is that, then you would have the same reflection in our day-to-day lives. But if you're in there and you're listening to love music, you're listening to these particular things, this music depicts and determines the direction that you take in these areas. So the strength of an artist is bigger than we actually give them. You have a tremendous strength to shift an entire culture. Talk to me about it. You have strength to shift the culture. And once you start cutting up with women again, then subconsciously, they create a standard. If the fella ain't talking like this, don't bother with him. You got a fella coming to you and say, man, look here, man. What you say, man? What you dealing with, man? I got $40. What are you talking about, sir? There needs to be a new standard set. And if the music taking us down the doldrums, then there's no expectation that our society will be any different.
So what's the goal with changing? Because now what we're doing is, like you said, going back, right? To the times when it was more complex with the way how communication would be done, especially when it comes to love and these kind of like what's supposed to be unconditional love relationships.
I give you an example.
So what's going to be the goal of going back to that point now where you have people, like you say, really going down to how your boy them, who you mentioned those names, used to go get down with it. What's going to be the goal at the end?
The goal is what we see locally. The goal is, when MTV came on, as much music as my father used to, I don't know why they had platform shoes and all these things. This was only pictures that they saw of Stevie, one of them, laying on, you know, everybody had this one picture. You remember Michael Jackson off the wall, right? Michael Jackson laying on the floor with his hand, I think, right, with his hand on his chin. I think Lionel Richie had one of those little sexy pictures. Who else?
It's definitely a couple. Where
everybody had this kind of a sexy picture. My father and my uncles, every one of them had the platform, the this, that, and they had no. There wasn't this kind of a mass media thing as it relates to music. Music was videos was a lot to produce during that time. But
you
the
know
music.
Note, you mentioned Lionel Richie, right? How was his relationship like?
No, we're not talking about his personal relationship, you know. We're talking
what
about.
What I'm saying is, like, that's what also manipulates people's standard of.
No,
what,
TMZ.
You know,
TMZ
or what the take on the
TMZ
right,
and social
like
media.
That.
Okay, let me tell you where this introduced. BET, TMZ, social media introduced this idea of following celebrities. But celebrities' lives wasn't our business. Celebrities' product, what they delivered to us, is what we consumed. Now, because we're insatiable as a human race, right? We're insatiable in the first world. We here as a third world country with first world tastes. We are insatiable. We are a country of less than 400,000 people spending $2 billion a year. We are insatiable. All we want is more, 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 more. And this is the exact same thing in the United States of America, especially for the black culture. They are insatiable. They always want more. And as a result of the more, then places like TMZ could exist to be able to show you Kanye at 4 o'clock in the morning when he's cussing you out. Because he's not producing at this particular time. The only thing he wants to do is get on with his average life, his normal life. But the fact of the matter is that as a result of these things, we've seen culture shift. But they have not delivered to us the type of product that is consumable. These things are poisonous. They're toxins. This music that we ingest now, these are toxins, right? And we're still ingesting it. But as a result, we're different as human beings. During a Frankie Beverly and May's time, during the Earth, Wind, and Fire time, during the KRS-One era, during the Public Enemy era, during all these times when there was righteousness being spewed in the music, during the time when James Brown would have said, I'm black and I'm proud, all these influential positions shifted an entire culture. There is strength in music. There is strength that can be able to shift an entire society. When,
I definitely believe so. Now.
Watch like, me. I can get dead spiritual with you. You know I get spiritual sometimes.
Oh, for sure. When I know you know, but the nitty gritty.
Now, let's go this.
When
Phil Stubbs out of West End. When Phil Stubbs, and you can check out the statistics about this. When Phil Stubbs out of West End came on and started to be able to make this declaration about how he got the flu, you would have seen during that time there was a significant increase in people getting sick. Why? Because declarations were strong. I'm telling you. When people was, yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. When Phil Stubbs came out with, I got the flu, just the mere declaration of people being able to affirm that, we saw more persons getting sick during this time. Even if it's only, I'm telling you the truth. I ain't gonna lie to you. I tell you the truth. No, but my point to you is that there is a principle in once we speak these things, this is life and death and the power of the tongue. And even if you say these things without clear understanding, you find yourself in a position of the recipient of the things that you declare. And that's what music does. Whether you fool or you don't know or you just being able to chant some things and you don't understand what you say, that ain't changing nothing from the charge of the environment. So musicians and music has strength. And I believe that we should take that strength, our voice, our position, and really be able to recharge our environment. We have to do that. We have to recharge our, and we have to be deliberate. I think we've been casual, and I think so many of us have been pursuing just money. We forgot to be able to tell a woman how beautiful she is. How she cute.
Why?
How you like how her skin shimmer. These women trying to do so much. They putting on eyelashes. They're putting on extra lip. They got they got the thingam in their collagen in their forehead, collagen in their lips, in their ears. They get extra behind. They take one rib out. They're doing so much for the recognition that we gave them freely. Mm-hmm. Talk to me. Let's get clear. They're doing even more just for you to be able to take a second look at them in comparison to what we used to say regular. Before the I like big butts. You remember Sir Mix-a-Lot? I like big butts. There wasn't no mass persons going down to Colombia and Dominica to get these particular things.
Oh, yeah.
This the during that time, nobody was getting no fake behinds. This was just the regular flat macaroni bungee. This is just a regular peas and rice
shape.
I'm glad shape.
You mentioned that, right? Nah, Sir Mix-a-Lot, I like. Is that the name of the song?
I like Big Butts, yeah.
Okay, boom. That song was released in, let's see, that name Baby Got Back, 1992, as the second single from his third album, I just checked, right? Mm-hmm. Have you seen a significant change in how the beauty standard changed in years after that?
Yes, because he made the declaration. And the declaration, okay, who carried the strength of the culture? Who carries the strength of the culture? Who are the mass consumers of media globally? Black people.
Mm-hmm.
Black people are the mass consumers of these things globally. And if black people, we set the standard of what is beauty. One time ago, the standard was set for us. And Sir Mix-a-Lot and others came in and shifted that. Right? So now you have the Kim Kardashians and others who seek to be able to emulate what they see. It's the natural shapes of women because black people.
I would say that it kind of took a little while before it became.
It may take a while, but.
Were in style. Because don't forget, Tyra Banks came out right after that with the kind of thing what she was doing after. Because we're talking about 1992 and then coming into the early 2000s.
No, but
it still was, I believe, the supermodel era coming into that early 2000s.
No, but supermodels have shifted during that time.
Were very thin.
No, supermodels have shifted during that time. Cindy Crawford would have shifted that. Tyra Banks would have shifted that. And we've seen the shift with those particular persons during that time, right?
But now, boy, did you see what they were calling fat back then, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These are slim girls. But my point to you is that whilst it may take some time, the change is inevitable. And once we recognize our strength and our position, I just want to be able to encourage you, my brother, before I go off to this break. I only want to encourage you, and I want to encourage other persons. We love your music, man. It's insatiable. We need more and more of it. I know you got some new projects. Please tell the people about your projects that's going to be coming up. I know we get to be doing those things, but make one for the lovers. This is for the ladies. Yeah, I can sing you that song, right? It's so just make one for the lovers, make one for the relationships that mean something about preserving our society and the culture that we enjoy. Make one for the nostalgia that exists here to remind a woman about her beauty and her strength. And I think if we do that more as men with our strength and our position, I think we can see some things change. Talk to me about your projects that you got going up, my brother.
Oh, there's a few things definitely coming through. It is there's one particular song. It isn't lovey, but it's definitely a raking scrape tune. Y'all can look forward to that. That's going to be coming soon. I don't have a date as yet, but y'all can look forward to it. Big shouts out to John Deco Pratt and the whole Bright Light Productions team. The new series, Struggles and Dreams, is going to be coming out very soon on TV for your consumption very, very soon. And big shout out to Bafari Films, Power, that doing some voice acting now.
You serious? Trey, but you wouldn't even keep it up. I see when he could see you on the Facebook thing. And the Instagram thing.
These kind of digs. But I'm doing some voice acting now. So big shout out to Bafari Films. That should be coming out very soon. And most definitely, I just want to give a big shout out to everyone who's just been on the journey, who's been showing their support, because, you know, I be seeing people sending their messages online, and I keep in touch with a lot of the people who, you know, send their love, and I just want to say that I appreciate everybody who continues to keep riding with me on the journey. My birthday was January 26th, so I turned 23 this year.
Happy birthday, my brother.
And there's so I have so much more in store for you guys for sure this year. There's a lot of great things that's going
to
be
now,
coming.
Trey, how can people get in contact with you or reach out to you? What's your give me your Instagram, give me your other handles so persons could know how to be able to reach out to you.
Well, any social media, you can definitely type in Bahamian TRAE and you'll find me. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. For Snapchat, it's TRAE242. And for if you're looking for any of my music on any of your favorite digital platforms, it's going to be there, Bahamian TRAE. And for bookings, all you have to do is type B-O-O-K Bahamian Trey at gmail.com and send me an email. We could get something done.
Trey, it's always wonderful. You got to come here. I can see if I can put you in more Fridays and whatnot to sit with me because I always enjoy your perspective. You're a young man, but you are definitely well-versed. You do your studies and whatnot. And I want to thank you, my brother, for taking out the time. I tell you, come in the studio next time. Make it here. Amen.
Amen.
I can't
amen,
get no amen, Jesus.
Amen. And my apologies.
That's all right, man. It's all love on this sure. side, right?
Just let me know as soon as we can come to.
Absolutely, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Bahamian Trey. You can't mug a like me here
right.
in the studio with me, man. Well, here on
the
phone.
You know I come
to steal the show. Trey, thank you so much, my brother, man. I love you. I really do appreciate it. I'm going to give you a call right after the show, man. All right, we can talk again, hey? Ladies and gentlemen, this absolutely, my brother. This is 96.9 FM Radio with Howard Grant, the Foundation. My mother's in the studio. We're going to pull her in right now and kind of dive into a conversation about these things. She's celebrating her birthday come Monday. So we're excited about that. And it's a laid-back, casual Friday right here on the Foundation with Howard Grant. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back. Right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The
Foundation. Fidelity. We're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go, because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, right here on Guardian Radio on this beautiful Friday. I mean, this is a gorgeous Friday, kind of a laid-back Friday, and just a casual Friday, wanted to do some things. Now, you've heard me talk so much about my mother, my grandmother, my father, my uncle, my this, my that. You know that we're a tight-knit family. No matter our indifference, sometimes we black people, so sometimes we just row. But we love each other, and it's very important that we can be able to do that. My mother's going to be celebrating her birthday this weekend. Well, on Monday. Monday. My brother just celebrated his birthday on the 1st of February. And like I said to you, my grandmother had her oldest child and her youngest child. So my uncle Van Dyke, you all know him, Van Dyke from Grand Bahama. He is the photographer for Freeport News and other spaces for a very long time. And you know him, he's a PLP general, one of those, listen, Jesus, we can tell you about that. Right? Uncle Van Dyke, I hope you're good, my brother. Right? So that's my grandmother's oldest child. And here's my grandmother's youngest child, my mother in the studio with me, Verne Grant. If you do not know her, she was the former member of parliament for 8 Mile Rock, member of parliament for 8 Mile Rock from 2007 to 2007 wow. to 12, right? 2007 to 2012. And she has not stopped her activism and sort of being able to work in the community since then, right? And you've been an ambassador. Well,
I just want you
to let you know that this is my mother. She wanted to let you know everything. Now make sure to let him know I was an ambassador also, right? Say good afternoon to the people, Bobby. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone.
Don't forget the people. Tell the people.
Yes, let them know. Let them know.
And so this is the first time you sit on the radio with me, Bobby. You need to stop.
Yes.
Behave. She always listening to the show. She's called me after this. Oh, my God, boy, you say that? You can't say all the way from Grand Bahama, she's here. She's celebrating with her sons this weekend. All her sons are here. So it's so good to be able to have her. I told you, Aman, she's going to be here, and we're looking for a nice place to go. I think my wife set up something really nice for us. We're excited to be able to do that and kind of get some things done. Tell me about it, Aman. Tell me about your trip. Tell me about what's going on with you. I know that you've left frontline politics. You've still been sort of an ambassador and working in the community from an activist standpoint. Tell me what's going on in Grand Bahama.
Well, you know, Grand Bahama has not necessarily been growing in the past several years. We are above water. I guess our nose is still above water, and we're doing the best we can. We're treading water, they say. Some things are happening in the West, which is pretty good. They are putting the final touches on the government complex there in the Pinedale, Hannah Hill area, and it's looking very good, and we're hoping that by March we will be open, at least by May, maybe not
what
March.
About the school in Humchalk area?
I passed across there, and I noticed that the construction is still going on in certain parts of the grounds of the school, so I believe it will be ready for September.
What's happening in East Grand Bahama with the cleanup efforts and sort of kind of reviving that area? I have to ask you this because you know I would know, but when we came for Christmas the other day, mm-hmm. it was just home, family, right. and during that part right. of holiday time,
you didn't
I had
have
no
a time to ride
to
around
to go check it out.
Yeah, I believe Grand Bahama has been cleaning up slowly but surely. Some areas, the debris is still there. Some people are complaining that their debris has not been moved from the hurricane. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it on the main highways. So all of the main thoroughfares are still look relatively clean.
Or you mean on the?
I'm talking about Freeport proper. Mm-hmm. And on the entire island, actually. Even
you
in
you still see the little heaps here and there.
In some places,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, but it is not as bad as it was. Like I say, everything is happening very slowly, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to make it from a political standpoint, but do you believe that there is a space for revival in West Grand Bahama? We've been having conversations about what needs to be done. We've been having conversations about these things. And I've taken on a position, very strong position, about the idea that I don't think it should just be the infrastructural development, just about building a house or building this and building mm-hmm. a school and all these things. I think we've lost the community that we enjoy, the community that we're reminded of with Pa and with Grammy then would come from. I always tell in persons about how we come from a very tight-knit community. We've lost that because we haven't poured back into human beings, into people. So the intangibles is what we're looking for in those mm-hmm. particular communities. How do we revive that? How do we get that back?
I think what has happened in my growing up is that I've seen many of the natives in the area move out. They have actually gone into either the Freeport area or in other islands of the country. And so the indigenous Grand Bahamians are not as readily around so that they can appreciate where we were and where we are and the possibility of where we can be. And so we have a lot of other islanders who have settled into Eight Mile Rock. But West Grand Bahama has great potential. I mean, when you think about it, man, we are what, 60 miles off from the mainland of the United States, and we have land upon land. Now, we don't have much of the government crown land in West Grand Bahama, but we do have a lot of land to be developed. And so the possibilities and the vision for West Grand Bahama is still there, and that is growth and revision. I mean, the revolution of having something done is that, as far as I'm concerned, it is there for us to do, the new generation. Mm-hmm. They may not be altogether Grand Bahamians, but the people in the West apparently love the area enough so that if we collaborate, we can get some things happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I normally have conversations about this, and I don't want to be able to sway from this sort of the anchor of love and chivalry and community that we have, that we kind of been introduced to, right? But I normally say to persons that West Grand Bahama, more specifically, has not been foreign to the idea of having foreigners work in there. I always tell that about the story about Daddy coming from, his father coming from Turks and Caicos, and traveling to being born in Spring City, Abaco, settling in Pinedale, and the indifference that the community saw, and then the collaboration of y'all two having a son like me, right?
Hey, so Jesus.
A good, decent son.
Hallelujah.
Your best child and the most handsome one.
Oh, my God.
The widest one also, but that's the difference. But the truth is this. West Grand Bahama has always seen the importance of understanding how to work together.
Yes.
And work towards an objective. Yes. That doesn't mean that there's any indifference in there, but there is a love for the community. And that love surpasses the indifference that we may have. We understand that collectively we can do those things. I believe that if we see more of that throughout our communities, mm-hmm. more of that throughout the country, then we see the productivity that we want.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I agree with you. We have always, you know, even though we've had a lot of non-Grand Bahamians living in West Grand Bahama, you would never know. Because, like you've said, we are really a family.
We went to school together.
Yeah. I know your children know mine.
Shoot
marble or...
That's what we did.
Do whatever together.
I always tell the stories about how we in school without early. Had all the boys, they come, they say,
right
Mommy,
the yard.
Grammy, mm-hmm. they call Papa, Pa, all these yes. things like that. Mm-hmm. And so we knew about community.
Yes.
And I believe with the introduction of this show, throughout the length and breadth of the country, I want to kind of remind people of the spirit that existed, that was released for this country,
yeah.
and the direction that we need to take. That's why it's called the foundation. We got to get back to that.
Yes.
Especially in this sort of a year of jubilee, right?
Mm-hmm.
As we're going to celebrate 50 years this year, come July,
yeah.
We need to be reminded of a vision that was cast for our country. And though many of us are indifferent as to whether or not we're on the course, I don't believe that our time is up.
No.
I don't believe that our time has come. I don't believe that it's done and, you know, there's no reviving, no restoration that can be done there. Mm-hmm. I believe conversations like this, just nostalgia to trouble the waters of your indifference socially,
yep.
and remind you of a course that we can be able to, that we took, kind of straight away from, but we can get back on course,
definitely.
Is very important.
Definitely.
And Eight Mile Rock, for me, is a template. The largest community in the Bahamas,
right.
the largest settlement in the Bahamas, rather,
mm-hmm.
is a template of what's happening in Fresh Creek. It's a template of what's happening in Abaco.
Yep.
It's a template of what's happening in Exuma. And if we look at those particular things and realize, hey, listen, my experience are not far off from yours.
True.
In being town and Rupert Dean Lane.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we can get back to that. Talk to
yes,
me about it.
Yes, I agree with you. The thing about it is we have a lot of young people who are coming up who are more educated than when we were younger. These young people have great ideas. I mean, it's just a matter of sitting and hearing what they have to say and putting some of what they have said into action. If, like yourself, you're still a Grand Bahamian at heart, even though you are national now, but the truth of the matter is there are a lot of young people who are like-minded as you are, who can see the Bahamas for greater, as opposed to just sitting and just talking around some bears around the counter or in a bar somewhere and just shooting foolishness around rather than putting something substantial into the conversation to see progression for our country going forward. I've seen Grand 8 Mile Rock mature in some ways where the people are not as lackadaisical as they used to be. There is that mindset that we have to work. And there is also that mindset that we have to work together.
The spirit of working come from West Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
These are the people who developed Freeport.
Yes. True.
These are the people whose fathers built Freeport. Remember I told you the story about the wild goose? Well, I tell you, see, this pretty wild goose. I didn't know she was a wild goose. Pretty girl. I said, oh, my God, what's your name? She told me her first name. I said, I don't want to know your first name. I wasn't trying to cut up with you. What's your last name? She said, wild goose. I said, oh, my God, you're my family.
Yeah, family.
That's why you look like me, right? So she said, no, I'm not from 8 Mile Rock. So I said, ma'am, where are you from? She said, I'm from Caravel Beach.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, you're from Caravel Beach?
But I mean,
I said, baby, nobody from Caravel Beach. We built Caravel Beach, right? So she said, well, I don't know nothing. I said, your wild goose family, I said, believe me, mother. She never took you to your family in West Grand Bahama. That's where the wild goose are.
Yeah.
Right? And it's important that we have that.
West Grand Bahama, yeah.
Right? And it's important that we have that sort of reminder of where we are, because if we lose the history, then The future will be a mystery. We have broken the foundation. You break it.
Yeah, you have broken the foundation. Yes, you have.
If you lost the history, if you don't know where you come from, how can you make a determination of where we're going? Right? You have to remember these particular things.
And I think what we have lacked in our society or in our era as the parents of these children is we haven't really passed down the knowledge of where we came from and what made us who we are. I think that's where we fell short. We should have been more progressive, more resolved in making sure that the history of who we are as a people is not lost in the new generation. Because the foundation was is a great foundation. I was just telling someone, if you ride through West Grand Bahama, back in the 60s, every Grand Bahamian parent knew about entrepreneurship. They had a shop.
One little talk shop.
I'm telling you.
Do you remember when Grammy used to have the display in the window and they used to have the competition?
Yes.
Right? And they whoever was the best, like, display, Christmas competition, all these things like that. This is where community came from.
Right.
This idea of who had the best kept yard and who had the best, all these things, we've lost so much.
We have lost that, for sure. We have. But it is not too late to restore it.
Yeah.
And I think we can't say that we're going to go back to the past and bring it forward. No. These are the things that made the community thrive, and these were the things that made the community a loving community, a warm community. If it worked, why are you trying to break something or fix something that is not broken? It worked. It raised a generation of wonderful people. Some of us who are in our 50s and 60s now can look back and say, wow, we came from a great generation, a generation of discipline, a generation
It takes you all. It take you all to know that your forefathers, your mothers and fathers would have created a foundation for you. It takes you and persons like myself to kind of look back and lead the path for that also.
Yes.
I'm going to take this quick commercial break and get back. I know we still have to get back before the end. I see some texts coming in here, and I want to be able to read a few of these texts. It says, Howard, back in the days when you heard the song, sing, look into my eyes, tell me what you see. Do you see some possibility? Howard, you have to go look for a woman during this time, right? And there's the next one. It says, Teddy Brady Grass, Howard, but my music is great. But music is great. If not the greatest influences, musicians must not be in just for the money. Music must always be positive. Guys, let's take a quick commercial break and be back before the end of the show.
At Popeyes, get the chicken sandwich. sandwich you love.
But make it blackened. Marinated in Popeye's blackened seasoning, that is. Our new juicy filet is fried to perfection. Without the breading. Served on a toasted brioche bun. Try it today as a combo or a la carte. Don't forget to choose your level of spice today at any one of our three locations.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Foundation. And we are back. Before we get out of here, I want to thank you so very kindly for kind of tuning in with us today. I hope that we made your Friday a little lighter and sort of reminded you of some stuff. I'm in the studio today with my mother. Somebody texts and say, Howard, what's your mother's name again? Verne.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. She's going to tell you. Let her tell you.
Verne Aldrina Michelle Queen Elizabeth Grant.
All of these things, as time progresses, she keep putting something else on her name, right? I just want to let you know that. Right? Well, this is my mother. She was the former member of parliament for West Grand Bahama.
Eight Mile Rock.
Yeah, this is before it was West Grand Bahama, yeah. Right. For Eight Mile Rock. You would know her. Many persons, if you don't know her as Verne, you call her Verna. People say, how about your mother named Verna, right? I just go with it. I just say, yes, Verna, right? Just Verna, right? But so that's her. Let's see if I can read one or two of these texts before we get out of here. Please bring back Miss Moss on Fridays, Howard. Please, please, please. Which Miss Moss? Did I have a Miss Moss with me before? I can't. Anyway, I'll check out my stuff. We're supposed to do some stuff. Next week, we should have Mother Pratt.
Oh, that would be great.
Next week, Monday, we should have Mother Pratt. Next week, Tuesday, we should have Ruby and Cooper Darling. Right? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk inner city, the inner city all week next week. So I'm excited about that, guys. I want you to be a part of that. If you want to be able to kind of dive into that, 827-0111, 827-0111, thank you for kind of being able to reach out to me for your support in all these areas. If you want to be able to support, and like I told you, we're going to do something with Gerard Davo come on the 15th. On the 14th. And we're going to do those things. Listen, it's been a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous week, all week this week. I'm grateful to be in the land of the living, grateful to really be here with you guys. I want you guys to have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to mommy. Happy birthday to
you.
Happy birthday. She's going to be 60 years old on Monday. God's spare life.
6-0.
I just pray that the Father continues to bless you, to watch over you, to pour into you with grace and mercy, expand your territory, and move you in the direction that he calls you to move in. I thank you for the opportunity. I'm grateful that you're sitting here with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Stick and stay for Z Live with Shivago Lang right after this. It's the Foundation. We see you on Monday, God's Spirit Life. Have a great weekend, guys. See you later.
Thank you.
The Foundation. The Foundation.